celebrate.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Whoa, what was that?
Pepto-Bismol.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Gee, willikers.
Pepto-Bismol.
Pepsi-Cola, Pepto-Bismol. Friday.
There you go, Pepsi-Cola.
Anyhow, I was trying to start this off right with a celebratory song.
Yes. Because
it's Frisky Friday, and we are celebrating with A-Hope because they have something to celebrate. Brandi Winkleman is here. She's executive director. Paige Carey is here. She's the public relations director. Tell us why we're celebrating, y'all.
We are so excited. How many times over the last years. This program have we talked about our affordable, high-volume, high-quality spay-neuter wellness clinic? Well, guess what, folks? It's here. It's open to the public as of July 2nd. And the name of our clinic is Snip Happens.
Yes, because Snip happens, right?
Snip happens.
Oh,
and let
goodness.
Me tell you, the community outpouring has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Brandi can talk more to that, but I'm telling you, our surgeries have been filled to the max with waiting list. And the wellness, opportunities that we are able to provide to puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, appointments filled up every single day.
Yes.
And we're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. And so we are just so, so excited to be able to share that with all of you today that have been so patient, so caring, so helpful.
Supportive.
That's our big announcement, so please share with everybody and tell us
where it is so people can take advantage. And so if you have a new pet, a puppy, a new kitty or whatever, tell us what's the process, where you are, how do we find you, website, give us all the info.
Well, I'll share the address and Brandi can tell you how you get signed up. We are located in Milton at 6951 Pine Blossom Road, and that's a little bit of in North Milton, but it's still very easy access wherever you're coming from.
Yeah, just go right off Willard Norris.
Yes,
and then
right
go
off
north
Willard
on
Norris.
Pine Blossom.
Mm-hmm. And we are open to everyone, regardless of county or state that you live in,
or income level.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's for everybody.
How much is it? I mean, maybe go over that too.
Yes.
Explain how it all works.
Yes. Okay. And everything is done online. We're all paperless.
Mm-hmm. Or they can call on the phone.
Or they can call. Yes, mm-hmm. You can absolutely call.
And our phone number is 850-795-CATS or 795-2287.
Yes. So lots of info, but it's all on our website also.
Yes.
AHOPE, the number 4, SRC.com/SNIP happens. You can find everything there.
Okay.
But it's super easy. We have great front office staff that are more than happy to answer any questions, get you signed up, regardless of what it is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brandi, you want to tell them how easy it is to
get signed up.
We offer?
Yeah. So what we've done is actually created packages that are relatable to our community needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've listened to the community who has issues getting in, getting an appointment for something very basic. And most vet offices have different regulations to go by for your regular pet wellness visits. And we do obviously encourage you to have a regular veterinarian that is a full service vet. But we provide those basic services that are very easy to get in, like nail trims, basic vaccines, microchipping, dewormings. We provide these basic care packages that range anywhere between $10 and $20.
Oh, that's very reasonable.
Yeah, and so you're not paying. What we've done is we've made it to where our supporters, donors, and grant subsidies can offset the cost of an office visit,
mm-hmm.
or offset the cost of the products that it takes to care for your pets in order to deliver that subsidy, that lower cost to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can help more people quickly. And the way that we're set up is you basically pull into the driveway, you find a parking space. Our parking spaces have signs, and you pull up, kind of like the Walmart grocery pickup mm-hmm. situation.
Sure, yeah.
So you pull into a parking space, and it's got a big sign. It's got a phone number on it. It says, text this number when you arrive. Let us know what parking space you're in.
Hmm.
It goes right to our front desk and to our techs in the back. Lets us know that you're there and who the animal is you have with you. And you can, you know, add any concerns or extras in there. Our techs come right out to your car with our tablets in hand. That's the way that we're able to keep it paperless. And we check you in, get your consent form signed right there, bring your animal inside, take care of them, all while you're getting to just chill out in the comfort of your car. You don't have to come sit in a lobby mm-hmm. or, you know, have other animals around your animals wow. or anything. You just chill out there. And within our appointments are usually anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back to your car. And the whole time we have your animal in the room with us, we have that communication opened up with that text message number that's on the sign. So if we say, hey, we noticed some fleas on your pet. Do you want to add flea prevention or get a Capstar or anything like that? You can just tell us right there and we can take care of your
wow.
pet there.
So they're basically listening yeah. into the appointment?
Absolutely. And that way you're not sitting in there. Because, you know, a lot of times when you go into a private practice vet, they're going in the back to get your medications anyways, and you're just kind of sitting in the room. And then sometimes they take your animal into the mm-hmm. back, and then they bring your animal back into you. And you're sitting in this room, and a lot of times, most vets I go to have, like, no cell phone reception.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in this room.
Yeah. I've never thought about it, but that's true.
Yeah. It is, right? And so you're completely bored staring at walls, and you see the same signs on the walls every single time, and you're mm-hmm. reading them, and you're like, oh, that's cute, you know? Oh, interesting, heartworms, yeah. You know, so, you know, you're sitting in there bored to tears in this small room, and that way you don't have to be, and that way we can actually focus directly on your pet inside the room. Your animal is in a room with techs. There's always somebody with them. All of our techs are fear-free certified, meaning that we handle every animal and every situation based on the animal's needs. We're committed to making sure that your animal feels safe, secure. The vet's office isn't a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have dedicated cat and dog rooms, so no cats go in the dog rooms, no dogs go in the cat rooms. We have pheromones in there. We have toys. We have... Your dog might get some squeezed cheese and butter.
Sounds like y'all have thought of everything.
Yeah, and so your cats get some churros, some delectables going on, you know?
Yeah.
So, but our techs actually love animals. It's a really intimate relationship with the animal in order to help the people, and it's just very caring. And so they're not in and out. It's not like a hurry up. I mean, we have very difficult nail trim dogs. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Very difficult ones.
No doubt.
And very large ones sometimes mm-hmm. too. But you know, squeeze trees, cheese wins. And so if you're like a donor that wants to just get something fun, we go through squeeze cheese and churros, delectables, squeeze treats for cats. Like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very beneficial though. And we want your animals to come into a vet's office and not be immediately afraid.
Terrified.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen those go into the boarding places and mm-hmm. the dog like leaves the person to like run inside the playground?
Yes.
You know, they're like ready to go to daycare for the day.
Yeah.
We want them to be like that. We want them to be excited that mm-hmm. we're coming out to the car and get walkies into the building, and then they get snickies when they get in the building, you know? And
Well, we're talking with Brandy and Paige about A-Hope and the exciting news today that the SNP happens. Their new mm-hmm, clinic is open. We're going to give you some more details and also talk about ways you can help them out, maybe donate. We'll go into all of that in our next break. But congratulations.
They've worked so hard
to get here, and I'm just as excited. So this is Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sorry about that. I was actually on the phone with a listener. So thanks for listening. First time listener, she was calling. So welcome to Pep Talk, and we hope that you'll tune in again. So we're here this morning on Frisky Friday with Brandy and Paige from A-Hope. So exciting because their news today is that they've opened up the SNP Happens Spay and Neuter Clinic. So congratulations
Thank
to
you.
Both of you.
We'd like to share that through the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, we're actually having
ribbon cutting.
Turn it around.
Oh, well, I know. Hold on.
Hank, we're having a little headphone issue.
It's okay. It doesn't work anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. We're having a little headphone issue.
That's Friday.
Anyway, so yeah, so this is a day that Brandy and I, we talked about many times. You know, we want the big scissors, the red ribbon, the whole nine yards. And thanks to the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, they are going to give that to us.
Yay.
So we will have a ribbon cutting at 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st. So
everyone's at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m., yeah, yes. 3 p.m. And then we'll have like a little open house afterwards from until 6. So we invite everyone out to share in this wonderful moment with us. And we might try to get Cat Country out there maybe.
Well,
to,
we'll see what we can do. We might know some people there. Yeah,
yeah, maybe. And
tell
we want to make
where
it a big
is.
Deal. Yes,
tell
so
us the
again,
address again in case someone just joined us.
Yes, it's 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton, Florida. And if you put it in your maps, it will pop up. And
yes.
It will say that we are open now.
Are there any landmarks nearby? Or?
That's funny.
Well,
no,
we'll have a
there's
sign.
Not. There's absolutely
it wasn't
no.
meant to be
so,
a trick question.
So there's one tree on your left. And if mm-hmm. you see that tree, go right past it and look for the other tree.
Yeah.
It'll be right past that tree.
Yeah.
And so
it's
whenever
helpful.
You lose cell phone reception, you're almost there.
Okay.
And then keep going a little bit further. And there's a few more trees. And they might be on your right and left. And then you'll see a little bit of a big black mailbox that says A-Hope on it.
Okay.
Yes. And hopefully
we'll have our
big sign up.
Okay. Our sign
happens.
Is ready. And yes. So, yes, it will be installed. Thank you, Sign Crafters.
Yay.
And so, yeah, we'll have our big sign up. So you'll be able to see it whether you're heading
north past the trees or south past the trees.
North or south, yes. And it's big. It's like 4x4, so you can't miss it.
Well,
so that'll be your marker.
This is very exciting. It's a spay and neuter clinic here for our area. And I have to say, we have our rescues come on every Friday. We do Frisky Friday featuring folks from the Humane Society, from the county shelters. And the thing is that we have an epidemic right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this is something super important to address because you all are making trips. Correct.
Yes. 2.5 hours one way every other week.
And how many animals did you do that?
Almost 9,000 in 7.5 years, I guess. Yeah.
That's incredible, y'all. 9,000 animals that they drove 2.5 hours to get spayed and neutered. So because of that, they got together, got the resources, got the funding, and now have a clinic that has opened right here in our area. So it's really, really miraculous, and just hats off to you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited.
We've definitely made history, the first high-volume, low-cost spay and neuter wellness clinic in Santa Rosa County.
So it's very exciting.
Yes.
So you're already booked up already through August, it sounds like,
just
right?
for the spay neuter days.
Gotcha.
And so
okay.
we have plenty of wellness appointments available, and the receptionists are they have a wait list going for other people waiting for spay neuters, but yeah, we booked up within the first couple of days all of our appointments through August. We're hoping to open up some more, but we're taking it one day at a time because we knew it was an overwhelming need. That's the whole reason that we put this together. We started building this, sans COVID, Hurricane Michael, all that garbage along the way.
Just a few interruptions.
Right. And so, we built it because we knew that the need was there. And so we were completely aware prior to opening up the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so all we can do at this point is know that we're doing our best.
Right.
Set it to where people can have accessible and affordable basic care for their pets and outdoor cats. And so, I mean,
we're working on adding more spay neuter days.
Absolutely.
So bear with us. Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
It's a work in progress, but it's come a long way.
But the wellness is important, and we're right in the middle of summer hot flea season. So keep that in mind. If you need flea treatments, et cetera, please reach out to us, and we can help you with that. But we have a really cool event tomorrow. Brandy's going to share with you.
So tomorrow is the 14th annual Running of the Bulls in downtown Pensacola.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so
you better explain that because it's not real bulls.
It's not like Pamplona, Spain.
It's not like Pamplona.
Yes. Which I've gotten to see that before because I'm from Spain. And it's an incredible experience. But what we do is the U.S. Florida Roller Derby team is actually the main skaters and hostesses of the event. And we get to skate in downtown Pensacola. Seville Quarter does the after party and such. And we all wear horns. We decorate our helmets with horns.
So you're the bulls, so to speak.
We are the bulls. And so the skaters are adorned in red and horns on their helmets. and there are numerous runners in the street that are wearing all white.
Mm-hmm.
And Snip Happens is one of the big sponsors this year.
Oh, cool.
So we have provided the red bandanas for all of the runners, and they say Snip Happens on them with our logo on them.
Yes.
And so they are very, very cute bandanas, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get one of those signing up as a runner for tomorrow morning.
I see the helmet here in the studio. Yes. All decorated.
This
here.
Is my helmet here. So
I wish y'all could see it. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're so intricate and different because the roller derby team is such a group of creative people, and they put together these complete outfits and mm-hmm. horns and everything. So you'll see some really amazing things. It's tomorrow morning. The party starts at 8 a.m. at Seville. The run starts at 9 a.m. It's not a far run. I know people, it's hot.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad that hour in the morning. So
yeah, we'll actually have a table set up inside.
Oh, good.
Sharing all the information on, yes.
Oh, good.
Inside, yes. Sharing all the information on A Hope in general, Snip Happens in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So come in, say hello, stop by, and we'll be looking
forward
to seeing everyone tomorrow.
Yes, so come by absolutely. Tomorrow morning and get a chance to meet these folks in person. Learn more about how you can get your animal signed up for spay or neutering or
join in and volunteer with the organization. People are asking about that for A-Hope all the time. Yes. Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, we've got to go to break right now, but when we come back, we'll tell you about ways that you can help A-Hope as we go forward with Snip Happens. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends at A-Hope, celebrating the opening of the new Snip Happens Clinic. Just a couple minutes left. How can we help?
Okay, so one more time about our address. Our address for the new clinic Snip Happens is 6951 Pine Blossom Road. That's two words, Pine and Blossom Road in Milton, Florida. And I wanted to mention, you know, we talk about paperless. We're really in need of very specific laptops, the Microsoft Surface Pros, because they have detachable keyboards and they are touch screens that can turn into tablets. They also work with the Dymo Connect app and our clinic software. They are the only ones that do that. So we'll take used or new tablets. That helps us keep everything paperless and flowing quickly for everyone. And we have a wish list, and I'm pretty sure they're on our wish list too. If not, I'll make sure that they are. And the best way to find our multiple wish lists, like we have a Chewy wish list, an Amazon wish list, and then just a printable wish list if you want to put it up at your place of business, or scouts or troops want to put something together. And it's located at AHOPE, the number 4, SRC, as in Santa Rosa County, .com/wish-list.
Perfect.
Yeah, but okay. I'm sure if you go to our website in general and just type in wish list, it'll come right on.
Oh, good. Okay.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yes.
And donations.
Donations.
Yeah, I assume opening a new clinic costs some money.
Yes, it does.
A little bit.
Yes, it does. We have people knocking at our door, one mm-hmm. with their hand out, wanting payment. So financial donations are always important. We're looking for business, maybe monthly sponsors, different things like that. So
we're looking for sod.
Sod, yes, we need more sod, yes.
Okay.
So just follow our Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of those needs on there. And again, reach out on our website.
And we still have rooms available at the Legacy of Love.
Yes, Legacy of Love, we still have rooms available.
Good. Okay.
If you'd like to sponsor, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for
so
that.
So you can actually sponsor a room at a clinic with your business title.
Yes.
And
excellent.
It'll be in the room forever.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, so thank you all.
I'm so excited. Congratulations,
A-Hope,
to Brandy, and also to Paige. Really worked hard to make this happen. What's that phone number one more time and the website?
It's 850-795-2287, or the website is A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com.
Congratulations. What an accomplishment. So proud of
you.
And so excited for our community and for the pets and dogs. All the pets, cats,
yes.
and dogs. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you Monday morning.